Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour on Motown Memories, we'll be featuring some great B-sides, otherwise known as the flip side of the 45 that was intended to be a hit. This half hour, we'll hear from the Supremes, the Miracles, Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye together, Frank Wilson, the rarest Motown single ever produced, Stevie Wonder, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, and the Marvelettes. That's all coming up during the next half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
Time. He's gonna add some beat to make it pop. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
A Motown memory from Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye teamed up together, You're a Special Part of Me. They reached number 12 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1973. Before that, The Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson, I Like It Like That, number 27 from 1964. And we started with the B-side of a great number one song, Love Is Here and All You Gone. But the B-side was There's No Stopping Us Now, released in 1967. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring a few B-sides or flip-sides of 45s released on the Motown record label during the 1960s. Well, coming up, the rarest 45 ever released on the Motown record label. We'll hear both sides, the A and B-side, from Frank Wilson. Well, the A-side coming up, Do I Love You, Indeed I Do, has the distinction of being one of the most sought-after records of all time. Only two genuine original copies are known to exist, and both have been sold for thousands of dollars. Well, ironically, even though it's the rarest Motown record ever released, it wasn't even recorded at Detroit's Hitsfield Studios. Well, Frank Wilson was born December 5, 1940, in Houston, Texas, and he moved to L.A. at age 18, joining a gospel group called the Angel and Heirs. He turned secular upon hearing Brenda Holloway, one of the early Motown recording artists. He didn't know if he wanted to be a writer or a singer. Berry Gordy one day asked him a question that forever changed his path. Well, Frank Wilson later recalled that after recording Do I Love You, Yes I Do, I went to Detroit and I hadn't been in town for more than a week. Berry Gordy and myself were standing backstage at the Ford Theater where they were having a Motown review. Berry said, Frank, now you know I'm getting ready to release this record for you. We're excited about it, but I want to ask you a question. Do you really want to be an artist, or do you want to be a writer and a producer? Well, it was right then that I told him that I wanted to be a writer and a producer, and it was decided that Berry would not release the record at all. Berry had the existing inventory on the single Destroy, and therefore, only two copies somehow managed to survive. Well, here is the A and B side for Frank Wilson, right here on Motown Memories.
Songs here on Motown Memories.
Now don't ever leave me, 'cause you're sweet kiss.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Stevie Wonder with Someone You Love, they reached number 4 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1979, and before that, the B and A sides of a single that never got released on the Motown record label. First up, we heard from Frank Wilson's B-side, Sweeter as the Day Goes By from 65, and the A-side was Do I Love You, Indeed I Do. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we continue in this half hour to feature some B-sides of some great Motown songs. Well, coming up, a B-side from the A-side of Jimmy Mac, but the B-side was Third Finger Left Hand, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas from 1967. Well, Third Finger Left Hand was recorded at the same time as the second recording of Jimmy Mac. And interestingly enough, it was never even released on a Vandellas album. It could have been a hit on its own, and it remains, interestingly enough, intensely popular, especially for brides-to-be. Well, British female duo The Pearls had a top 40 UK hit with their version in 1972. Well, here is Third Finger Left Hand, written by that great writing team of Brian Holland, Lamont Dozier, and Eddie Holland, and produced by Brian Holland and Lamont Dozier. Recorded June 18, 1964, and released February 3rd, 1967. Right here on Motown Memories.
From the 60s, 70s, 80s, Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Watch out!
Motown song from the Marvelettes. That was Playboy number 7 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1962. Before that, Junior Walker and the All-Stars with Hip City Part 2 reaching number 31 from 1968. And we started with the B-side of the A-side hit Jimmy Mac. The B-side was Third Finger or Left Hand, and that was recorded and released in 1967. Well, this half hour of Motown Memories comes to a close. Next half hour, we'll continue to feature some B-side songs, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.